Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have an early start today. Shaletta has a day off. Steve Thompson and Josh Wheeler is our producer. Twins and Guardians lineup card, 12:30. First pitch at 1:10 on this breezy, sunny day. It'll be game two of the three-game set. The weather doesn't look particularly good for Sunday's ball game. And you heard that a moment ago with Al. Today, sunny, windy, a high near 60, so no problem. And then tonight, a chance rain moves in overnight. And then on Sunday, rain and 46, and it'll be windy. So we'll see about the Sunday series finale. And then showers likely again on Monday, but that chance of rain winds down through the day. And then by Tuesday, sunny in 56. Wednesday, sunny in 64. So the weather is going to get better again quite quickly. But it looks like a rainy Sunday here in these parts, but it should be a good day for the ball game. And we'll have more on that coming up in a bit. Doe Young Park will join us. He covers the Twins for MLB.com, and he'll join us about 10 minutes from now or so to talk about the club and six games into the season. The ups, the downs, ton of strikeouts on opening day, and we'll get into that in a bit. Some of the other headlines: the men's Final Four takes center stage later today in Glendale, Arizona. It'll be at North Carolina State and Purdue in the early game, and then the late game, Alabama and UConn, with the men's Final Four championship game, as always, on Monday night. Women's Final Four is set, Iowa against South Carolina. Still a lot of controversy on social media about that offensive foul, that moving screen late in the game. UConn had the ball and an opportunity to grab the lead, but they called a moving screen or an offensive foul, and ultimately Iowa won the ball game. And in the moment, terrible call late in the game, but if you had a chance to look at all the replays and all the angles that have been made available, I think a lot of people have changed their mind, Josh Wheeler, about that call. It clearly was a moving screen. It clearly was a foul in that situation. Now that everyone's had a chance to kind of break down the video and get the best angle at it, there's no doubt the UConn player was moving and even threw an elbow into the Iowa player at that moment in time. And the official had a really good angle at that play, and as it turns out, a bummer for Paige Backers and UConn, but it appeared to be the right call.
Yeah, it was the right call. I after watching the replay probably 50 times already.
Oh yeah, no
through
doubt.
Through social media and just scrolling and whatnot. And I even watched it when I got home from work last night. I saw the recap and slow mo replay multiple times. There's a pick and then there's the slight lifting of the elbow. It's one of those things where you don't necessarily need to put that much emphasis and oomph into doing a pick. And I think because she came in super hot and was just the momentum, I think, kind of carried her. I think there was a little bit more physicality, if you will. I mean, I guess physicality is not the word, but there was just a little extra mustard on that pick, if you will. And it just kind of carried her into a situation where that was just unavoidable. But, yeah, you can't come in too hot on a play like that. And unfortunately, there was just a little bit too extra on that one. And I think, yeah, they made the right call. I get making that call in the tough situation.
Well, the seconds remaining in the game on the line, that would raise a lot of ire. But I also think there's a counter-argument. A foul is a foul, whether it's in the first minute or the final seconds of the game. A foul is a foul. Now, in real time, the knee-jerk reaction is, what a terrible call. But when you really, if you go back, and now we're so heavily relying on replay, you look at all the available angles, it clearly is a foul by the definition of the rules. So, and once again, Paige Backers from here plays at UConn. And then, of course, Caitlin Clark from Iowa. Iowa, South Carolina tomorrow for the women's national championship game. But I think this is a debate that will rage on. Some other headlines real quickly. Timberwolves fell to the Suns. Timberwolves didn't play very well in Phoenix at all. They continue to trip at the L.A. Lakers late on Sunday night. Wild and Jets today in St. Paul. It's a matinee. Loons host Salt Lake on the Midway at Allianz Field tonight. One other tidbit. Women's NIT championship game. Minnesota takes on St. Louis this afternoon, and that is a 2 o'clock start. So you're up to date on what's going on sports-wise. Of course, Twins opening day on Thursday. We had a big day. Vanita got us started with breakfast on the plaza. Vanita and Jimmy were out there. Chilly morning. Turned out to be a great day for the opener. Unfortunately, it didn't go the Twins' way as they get beat by the Guardians on opening day at Target Field. The final there, 4-2. The Twins fall to 3-3. On the young season. And the thing that really stood out in the ballgame, 15 strikeouts for Twins batters on the day. And that was something manager Rocco Baldelli talked about postgame. And it's certainly worth bringing up. The Twins, no doubt, need to clean that up going forward.
The punch-outs do hurt you with runners in scoring position. At least giving yourself a shot and putting it in play is probably a better scenario for us. We just have to do a better job. We just have to have better at bats, flat out. I mean, we had the chances. We had plenty of chances to do it today. And it was kind of all over the lineup. We had guys standing out there, and we've seen what happens when we put it in play and we make something happen. We did that a little bit on the road trip, and I think early in the season, backing the ball up and maybe trying to do a little less is sometimes a better idea. Later in the summer, when our timing is good and we've been playing 100 games into the season, you feel good. You can take some shots. You're seeing the ball better. But I think early on, we can do a better job of having those good at-bats.
So there he is, manager Rocco Baldelli. Eddie Julian hit a home run. Alex Kirilov had a triple. And a big day for Carlos Correa. He's off to a great start. He had 3 hits, but the Twins fall 4-2 on opening day. Cleveland got some very bad news. Starting pitcher Shane Bieber lost for the year, Tommy John surgery. And the Twins might be getting a little bit of good news on the injury front. Caleb Fielbar is on the comeback trail. We'll get into all of that with Do Young Park, covers the Twins for MLB.com. We'll visit with him in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Twins and Guardians, game two of the scheduled three-game set. Rain threatens tomorrow. Today, sunny and breezy at Target Field. We're pleased to be joined for a few minutes by Do Young Park, who covers the Twins for MLB.com. Good to visit with you. Opening day in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, it's not the opening day the Twins would have hoped for on the offensive side, but I think they're trying to kind of gather their bearings on offense and start fresh after the off day.
Good news for the Twins, Carlos Correa, off to a very good start this year.
Yeah, I mean, this is what he's talked about all spring with the work he did on his heel, finally feeling like himself again. I'm coming off, obviously, the entire last season dealing with the plantar fasciitis. He's maintained through the spring. He's felt good. The heel hasn't been a talking point at all, and I think he's really backed that up with his play on the field. I mean, everything from the defense looks crisp. His swing changes have really taken hold. He's running well. And at least on that front right now, Twins are getting everything they could have hoped from for Correa in the middle of an offense that's otherwise trying to kind of get itself going a little bit early in the year.
We played it cut from Rocco Baldelli post-game after the home opener loss to the Guardians on Thursday, and 15 strikeouts really stand out. Frustrating day. And it really gets down to approach. Rocco talked about it. Carlos Correa alluded to that a little bit as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because having been around Rocco for six seasons now, this is especially this early in the season, they're not the kinds of this organization hasn't been the kinds of people to go out and be like, okay, like this early in the season, we need to do X or Y differently. It's usually we get a lot more of, okay, I mean, we're going to stick with our approach and see what's happening. But I think for a second year in a row now, it's kind of early where Rocco has been like, you know, like maybe this approach of, you know, wait for the mistakes, you know, swing, take these big swings, try to do damage. Like that works. And it worked in aggregate for them last year where their offense finished, I think, fifth in the AL and runs scored. And was a great group down the stretch. But he's like, you know, maybe that's a good plan for August when everybody is kind of in their groove and seeing the ball well and everything. And maybe when it's cold and we're kind of rusty right now, you maybe stick to a more level swing at times in certain situations, try to really avoid kind of all the striking out and kind of the popping up they did with the men in scoring position. Because they were getting guys there that home opener. They've been getting guys on base a lot of the time in these early games, just haven't been capitalizing. And I know that's been a talking point over the last couple of years too. And I think they're really trying to be proactive, at least in their team meetings and their discussions and their approach of maybe, hey, shorten up sometimes, level out the swing a bit and see what we can do. Cause they saw with the Cleveland Guardians in that home opener where they just kind of singled Pablo Lopez to death in that fourth inning where that can be a winning recipe at times too. And I think they're trying to find that balance right now.
Twins have had some bad injury news late in spring training. Johan Duran, not available to start the season with the team. He will eventually rejoin the club. They're going to be very careful there. Another pitcher that came up, Caleb Thielbar wasn't ready, but he's getting close.
Yeah, Thielbar threw 20 pitches live today at Target Field. He's feeling pretty good. I think he says he's been feeling pretty good for a while, but especially this early in the season, coming off spring training and everything like that, there's no huge reason to rush it. It's more important for these guys to be healthy in September and August and October than it is for them to be healthy coming into the start of the year when, again, a lot of things are still ramping up anyway. So sounds like Thielbar is going to head out on a rehab assignment to St. Paul pretty soon. They feel pretty good about how the live went today, and I think he's just going to need to do like an abbreviated full spring workup because he just didn't pitch at all in spring training in those Grapefruit League games. So that's going to be an issue for them. And they're going to have to work through that. And I'm sure it'll be a quickish ramp up because he's a guy that builds up pretty quickly anyways. Justin Topa and Johan Duran are the other two big bullpen pieces, like you mentioned. And neither of them are off a mound yet. But Topa's playing catch from 75 feet. Duran's playing catch from 105 feet. They both say they're feeling pretty good, no pain. That's really all they were waiting to resolve before they started working up. I think the Twins are still going to be a little cautious with getting them off the mound and getting them in the lives and that sort of thing. And they're going to have to do an abbreviated spring ramp up as well. Each of those guys pitched a bit in spring training, but not a ton. So you just want to be careful with them and make sure they're ramping up. No timeline for either of those guys yet, though.
Twins division rival Cleveland in town. Game two coming up with the lineup card at 12:30. Your first pitch today at 1:10. They got terrible news. Their ace Shane Bieber done for the year.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, it's the news on those arms early this year has been rough. Bieber, Yuri Perez in Miami, the 20-year-old super talented kid they announced. Looks like Spencer Strider might have an issue too in Atlanta. It's tough. And I mean, this is always that time of year where like guys start ramping up, finish ramping up, start working into the season, and maybe something in the off season or like something didn't recover from the end of the last season. And it always seems to flare up, but it's flaring up in a lot of high profile cases. I mean, Lucas Giolito, another one of those. It's been a really tough stretch for that early this year.
Yeah. So a major bummer for the Guardians for sure. Once again, Twins go today, Joe Ryan on the mound. What about Joe so far?
I mean, Joe's stuff looked great in that second game that he pitched in at Kansas City. The fastball was up. His off-speed stuff was all up. Just, again, a matter of avoiding the home run and just refining a lot of that. I think he's had to kind of tinker with his slider. He hasn't necessarily found a slider that worked. The splitter was a new pitch for him last year, and he was just kind of going through the progressions on that. The fastball has always been good. It's just that the next step is he's got to find an off-speed mix that works for him. He's mixing in two sliders now, and I think he's feeling pretty decent about that. And he's mixing in just a little bit of a sink. And you know, it's continuing to evolve kind of what had been a really like raw pitch mix that he'd had when he came over from Tampa Bay in that Nelson Cruz deal. And I think he's still trying to find that. Even without that, he'd shown really strong upside, and I think again he's just trying to come into that. The fastball is at 95-96 in Kansas City. That's something the Twins will always take, and we'll see if it maintains in the cold. We'll see where he's at, but I mean all the guys have been playing up a little bit in the rotation, and I think Joe is one of those guys too, so I'm interested to see where that lands today.
Well, I know, very busy as always pregame, but thanks for the time.
Hey, appreciate you, Steve. Thanks a lot for the time.
All right, there he is, Joe Young Park, covers the Twins for MLB.com. Always a ton of great content. Joe Ryan for the Twins and Carlos Carrasco for Cleveland. And we're going to take a sneak peek at the lineup and count you down to the lineup card at 12:30 today. First pitch from Target Field. It'll be sunny. It'll be breezy at the ballpark today. And right now here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, it's still cool, 54 degrees, southeast winds at 26, gusting to 39 miles an hour. So a very windy day. It could be an adventure on fly balls today at Target Field. All right, here's that Twins lineup today behind Joe Ryan. Eddie Julian will be at second and leadoff. Carlos Correa will be at shortstop and bat second. Alex Kirilov's over at first, and he'll bat third. In the cleanup spot, Byron Buxton in center field. Good to see. Batting fifth and right, Max Kepler. Batting sixth, the DH in the ball game today, Carlos Santana. And Matt Wallner will be in left and bat seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ryan Jeffers, and batting ninth at third base, Willie Castro. So it'll be Julian, Correa, Kirilov, Buxton, Kepler, Santana, Wallner, Jeffers, and Castro for the Twins behind Joe Ryan today. And then, of course, Carlos Carrasco on the mound for the Cleveland Guardians. But you can't stress enough what terrible news they got today. Shane Bieber will have Tommy John surgery. He was a 2020 Cy Young Award winner. He missed several months last season with elbow issues, experienced pain following an opening day start in Oakland, and again this week against Seattle. He underwent imaging tests and reconstructive surgery on his ulnar collateral ligament. Was recommended by several doctors. So Shane Bieber headed for Tommy John surgery and is lost for the year. Once again, a huge blow to the Cleveland Guardians. All right, big thanks to Josh Wheeler, our producer. By the way, we'll be back following the ball game today. here on News Talk 830-WCCO. But we have the lineup card momentarily at 12:30. And then, of course, first pitch at 1:10 today with Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden on a sunny, windy day at Target Field. Rain threatens tomorrow. We're not so sure about that ball game. No decision has been made as of yet. Once again, Twins and Guardians coming up next here on the home of the Twins. News Talk 830-WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.